From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports for the Times Union that 31 counties in upstate New York, including all the local counties, want disaster relief from the federal government after last May's deep freeze damaged crops. Experts say grapes and apples were hit the hardest on May 18th when temperatures plunged below freezing. Senator Chuck Schumer claimed 95% of certain crops were totally destroyed from the freeze. At least 30% of a crop must be lost for a county to request federal disaster relief, and in Columbia County, apples, blueberries, cherries, peaches, plums, and strawberries all reached that threshold, according to the New York State Farm Service Agency. Schumer said, and I quote, "I'm urging the USDA to swiftly provide the vineyards, orchards, and farms now facing detrimental damage with a secretarial disaster designation to unlock emergency relief funds. We can't leave New York's beautiful orchards and renowned wine country out in the cold right as harvest season begins," end quote. If the federal government declares a disaster, low-interest USDA emergency loans become available to farmers in each county where a disaster is declared. Farmers can borrow up to 100% of the cost of production or physical losses due to the freeze, with loans topping off at $500,000 per producer. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that while most local politicians agree that there is an affordable housing crisis, few buildings have actually been constructed to address the problem. In Coxocking, there is a proposal to use funds from the village's New York Forward grants to convert buildings into 68 mixed-income artist and affordable apartments and renovate another property for affordable medium-term housing for 25 to 30 riders, and also fix up another building for mixed-use retail with a little affordable housing on the second floor. But that is only a proposal. In Tannersville, the nonprofit Hunter Foundation said it will use its $10 million New York Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant to build workforce housing. But that is not a government group. And Kern writes, and I quote, "Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson said he has hopes for converting some properties currently underused or altogether abandoned into housing," end quote. Governor Kathy Hochul proposed 800,000 new housing units across the state earlier this year, but the legislature declined to pass her proposal. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that New York's Court of Appeals will hear the latest redistricting case in November. Redistricting is mandated by the U.S. Constitution every 10 years, so districts properly represent population shifts. So in 2020, New York changed its districts, but there have been fights in court about those changes ever since. The current court case was filed by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee after Republicans won several New York congressional districts in the 2022 elections. That helped Republicans regain control of the House of Representatives by a narrow margin. Now Democrats have until September 18th to file their legal briefs with the Court of Appeals, and Republicans have until October 23rd to file a response. Previously in this case, the lower court ruled in favor of the Republicans, and then the mid-level court ruled in favor of the Democrats. The case will decide if the current maps are kept until 2030 or if new maps are drawn for New York's congressional districts. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.